when we found out about her diagnosis, we started meeting people that you know, have the same problems. So you connect and you get information from them and everything. And over time, we realized a lot of people, I mean, there's one in particular in Utah, this kid named, I think his name was Sky. He has had the exact same thing to the team my daughter has. And it's pre-B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And he was doing amazing. And then he got chickenpox out of nowhere. It had been immunized for it and everything, but because his immune system was so wiped out, he caught chickenpox. Was in the hospital for 2 weeks before he passed. And it's terrible because you don't know what to say to someone like that. This lady that I've been talking to for a couple months now that I've gotten information from, that's a really, really sweet lady that's dealing with the same things we are. Now, I can't even relate to the things she's going through. She just lost, you know, I wouldn't know what to do if I found out that my daughter wasn't going to make it or if she got sick, you know, and it's constantly on my mind. There's kids we see at chemotherapy all the time out of Children's. They have a 20% chance of beating this cancer they have. And I look at mine and think, I should be happy that it's just the leukemia that it is. It is very treatable. And there's like an 80 to 90% chance that she's going to make it through the actual treatments and that she'll survive this. The only part that scares me, not only the 10 to 20% chance that she won't make it through this, but the side effects. You know, there's several dozen side effects ranging from mild to extremely severe and even fatal in some cases. Shutting down organs. There's several kids that have had to be put on dialysis because their kidneys shut down because they can't handle the chemotherapy medications. This Red Devil drug, I forget what it's called, the one that she's on now, has a really high rate of heart failure problems. Like it causes a severe stress on the heart tissue. In fact, there's several companies out there that are trying to ban this, are trying to pass the law for the FDA to ban this drug. Now, it's one of the only drugs they know that help with this form of the stage of leukemia and everything, but it causes severe heart problems. They had to do an EKG and make sure her heart was good before going into the stage. But now I've got this new thing in my head. I'm constantly thinking, what happens if we beat this cancer? And a lot of kids do this. They beat the leukemia completely and then find out less than a year later that their heart's not good anymore. Their heart just can't handle anything anymore. Tissue damage, if the chemo ever gets into her skin, it can cause skin cells to die really quickly. It has to go into the ports, which the port can get infected and things like that. And hair loss, of course, but there's vision loss that can happen, hearing loss. I mean, there's just a laundry list of things, and you try not to think about those things. But, I mean, how can you not when it's with your child, you know, especially when it's your very, very young child? And I've noticed at times it seems like her hearing is already kind of going down some, which is a side effect. It can wear off. It can last forever. It depends. But there's times I notice her hearing is not quite as good as it was before.